There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, Dark Ages, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Alex Morrison as Athelred the Reedy,
keep your balls off my juggler,
Seth Morrison as Eldric the Healer,
Balthazar, how many times have I told you not to challenge ghosts to juggling matches,
Donovan Ballard as Botloff,
oi, give him the old English breakfast,
Sam Morrison as Balthazar Tosser.
Oh, he's making me feel just like a rustic sphere swapper.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Peter Morrison. So grab onto your balls and a handful of leeches. Let's juggle.
Okay, so you guys head, everybody except for Athelred, whose name I keep having to look up for some reason, head towards the cathedral. When you arrive, it is a massive stone structure. It's truly a marvel to behold, especially for the 990s. If it was the 980s, you would think something like this was impossible.
Except for it'd be like neon colors.
Spires, vaulted windows. It is truly majestic. Do you guys head inside?
No, we look at it for a good hour. Rarely take it in.
Yeah, we go inside.
Okay, so you guys lead into the cathedral.
It's beautiful.
Inside, it's also beautiful. Vaulted ceilings, stone pillars, giant majestic staircases. Near the entrance, as it's starting to get almost to dusk, you are met by a nun in a nun's habit.
Nunwear?
If they wore those, then. In standard 990s nunwear.
Hello!
Toodaloo!
I'm Mrs. Doubtfire.
Just kidding.
It's Alex.
Hello, how
I'm
may
not
I
Mrs.
help?
Doubtfire.
How may I help you, gentlemen?
Hello, fine lady. Us free travelers have a note here from the guy whose name I forget.
Cartman. Cartman the Shire Reeve. Why are you doing my voice?
Harmonized on that.
The Shire Reeve.
Where he has proposed that we be given lodgings here in the most fine and gracious way.
Oh, yes. It looks like he has suggested we put you up in the North Tower. However, the North Tower is super ghetto. We'll put you in the South Tower.
Oi. How about the West Wing?
Wait.
We'll put you in the West Wing with the Beast. Then you can tell me what he was like.
Very tasty.
Sorry, what's your name again?
My name, I didn't give it, so there's no again.
It's Mrs.
But
Doubtfire.
My name is Godred, the nun.
Hey, God, where's the bog?
What?
Where's the bog?
The we bog?
There are no bogs here in Canterbury.
Well, how do you use the toilet?
We poo here.
In their habits.
We poo in chamber pots. Just, right. Like,
just point me to the closest chamber pot, because I drank so much.
The nearest chamber pots would be in your rooms.
Oh, it's fancy.
What happens is you drop a deuce, and then we come and clean it up. We don't have servants. We serve all.
It's very nice of you.
Would you like me to show you to your rooms?
Lead the way, sister.
I had a question, though. Like, for real, is the North Tower what he said, and that's garbage?
It is garbage. I mean, everywhere here is very nice, but we typically put the guests in the South Wing.
Can I roll the South Tower? On this?
Sure.
I mean, I know it's probably low probability that a nun is lying, but... 72, I fail.
Miss Doubtfire, I am on quite good, terms with Archie. And I was hoping I could speak with him before we turn in for the evening.
Who's Archie?
The Archbishop, darling. Only those closest to him know him by
nobody
that
nobody calls him Archie.
Yeah, I'm not just some nobody.
Oh, even
I'm
those...
I'm Balthazar!
Great. Juggle. Juggle for her. Show her how great you are.
Only those who have no respect for the Lord's servants would call the Archbishop Ethelgar Archie.
Clearly you don't know him on the same level as I do. I have nothing but the utmost respect for
him. I know the Archbishop intimately.
Gross! You've broken your vows. You're far worse than I am.
He'd have none of that.
Oh!
All right, we're off the rails again.
Right. Yeah, well,
but I'd
really
love to speak with him.
Well, I was... Okay, yeah, let's speak with him. I'm still just curious. Apparently that guy, Cartman guy, he just lies all the time.
Are you really asking a question about Cartman? Or are you just making an observation?
Yeah, mostly an observation, just because apparently, you know, he told us the North Tower was the nicest, and this lady's saying it's garbage, so... Just pointing out again that he's lying to us. And setting us up in a bad way.
As for the Archbishop, he typically doesn't take visitors this late in the day. I could make an appointment with him for you for early tomorrow morning.
But I must juggle for him.
We don't juggle in the Lord's house, dear.
You might not, but I've taken no such vow.
Because it's in the Bible not to juggle your neighbor.
No, it isn't.
I love how we...
Psalms 6:14, thou shalt juggle for thy neighbor.
It's got you there.
All right, sister.
It's in the good book.
I think it might be good for us to get a good night's rest. Could use a little bit of hit points,
speak
if you know what I mean.
Speak with them in the morning.
Speak with them in the morning.
All right, yeah. Let's get that appointment and let's go to our quarters.
Right this way. What brings you to Canterbury?
The Archbishop should be expecting me. I have news to deliver to him.
What news would that be?
That's for the Archbishop's ears only.
The Archbishop does not typically keep secrets from the sisters.
A nosy
well, I will let
bird,
him decide
you?
That, but as far as I am concerned, it's for the Archbishop's ears only, and I must speak directly with him. And if he wants to share that with the sisters, that's his discretion.
That's fair enough. I will let him know that it's part of the appointment.
Have you known Archie for long?
I have known the Archbishop for many years. He has not been the Archbishop for too long.
What kind of man is he in your estimations?
Æthelgar, to me, is a very moral and upstanding member of the clergy. He is a humble man who does not take it upon himself to lord it over others, for lack of a better term.
Sister, have you ever heard of anyone that has some strange, like, lightning bolt drawings on their bodies, on their arms, or elsewhere?
I mean, I haven't heard specifically about lightning bolt drawings on arms. I have only heard recently, I mean, there's always different factions who are, according to them, looking to reestablish the old ways. This sounds like something like that.
What old ways are you speaking of?
Well, I mean, if you study the scriptures and the histories of the area, it begins with the old ways of the Northmen, where they worshipped their northern gods like Wothan and Frigga. But if you look into history far enough, you will realize that those are just new names for even more ancient heathen deities. You go back far enough and it's all Satan, but...
Oh yes, we met him. I juggled with him.
Yeah, this guy knows him quite well.
I believe some older names are Yidra or Shub.
Nagurath?
Yes, that's the one.
Don't ask me how I know that.
But lightning bolts are part of their lore. And so if somebody were to tattoo something like that on their skin, as we all know, that's very against the teachings in the Bible. Leviticus 19:28 states, "You shall not make gashes in your flesh for the dead or incise any marks on yourselves." So tattoos clearly, in this regard, do not belong to the church.
Have you ever met anyone in a church that may have repented of these things and maybe join the clergy?
Not that I've heard of, and there's always rumors going around. I mean, one of the reasons why, and I really shouldn't be telling you this, I'm going to roll for insight. You guys pass, so I'm willing to share this. One of the reasons why Æthelgar is somewhat reticent with meeting with new people in the darker hours of the night is there's a lack of trust among the clergy these days. He has only been archbishop for a couple of years, and there was a lot of... I mean, we don't like to say it, but infighting around that time of who should be the new archbishop. And some people were not happy that he was one, or that he was the one.
I see.
Like who? Who wasn't happy?
Well, I don't know any names. I don't...
Cartman?
I only...
Is Cartman not happy?
Well, Cartman isn't really part of the clergy. He is very friendly with some of them.
Does he come around here often?
He is here quite a lot. And it's interesting because he seems to be here most often when the Archbishop is away. And I don't know if that is by design or if he just is clueless.
Who's
he? I can't believe I said that. He...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want you to roll spot hidden. Athelred.
All right, yeah. I'm still hanging out in the
shadows
of some of the overhangs of these other houses and buildings here in the town square. On the button, baby. I got 60 and I rolled a 60.
Nice. Okay. You are keeping an eye on the Shire Reeve's office. It's starting to get dark, and you see him lock up the office and leave. You might be imagining it, but you don't think you are. You've been a guard for a long time. You've had to trust your instincts. But he kind of looks like he is keeping a watchful gaze over his shoulder, like he is trying to be discreet, but by doing so, not being discreet. He seems sneaky.
Okay. So here's the next question. Do I follow him, or do I try and get into his office and see what's in there?
Follow him.
I'd say follow him.
All right, I'm gonna follow him.
So he is walking towards, in the direction of the cathedral.
Of the cathedral?
Yeah. So you follow along with him, and I'm gonna jump back over to these guys for a second. Do you guys have any additional questions for Sister Godred?
When's lunch?
We serve lunch promptly at midday.
Right. Well, you said Cartman was meeting with clergy. What do you know of any specific clergymen that he might be meeting with?
He has met with some of the higher bishops who are not the Archbishop. Semi-regularly. He seems to be very popular among the younger friars.
All right, well, it looks like you don't got much more for us unless there's something you're not telling us.
Well, I just love this cathedral. It's so beautiful. I'm assuming this south tower that we're going to is what, who typically stays in this south tower?
Typically, we have guests here, and so we don't have a lot of accommodations in the city for travelers. And since this is a common place to travel, we keep guests in the South Tower.
So, like, the East Tower is going to be the nuns, and the West Tower is going to be, like, the Archbishop. I just really enjoy the architecture and just curious about it.
Yes. That's correct. The nuns are in the West Tower. We keep the female staff. Is staff what we would... The sisters, that's the way to put it. We keep the sisters in the West Tower. The brothers in the East Tower. The North Tower is rarely used.
Got ya, okay.
Alright, so she's led you guys up to the tower. Back to Athelred, you followed at a discreet distance, and Cartman has arrived at the cathedral. He has knocked on the door, and he has been let in.
Did I see anybody who let him in?
From the distance you were at, it was definitely a male member of the clergy. It was not a nun. You couldn't really tell beyond that.
So he was naked.
He was wearing, like, regular friar's robes, so he wasn't wearing, like, ostentatious.
Right. Okay. Did I see enough of him that I might recognize him if I saw him again?
It was very dark.
I could roll. Spot hidden.
Let's do over that.
Okay.
Does he get a bonus die?
No.
41 out of 60.
All right. Yes, you would recognize him.
Okay, sweet. Okay, yeah. So I kept back as far as I could without having to, like... that I thought was a safe enough distance to where I could still see what was going on. I'd like to head back to his office now.
Do we?
Okay. All right, yeah. So I head back towards his office. I want to look around. Is there look like any good way to get into his office? Maybe discreetly? Or... in period and discreetly if possible.
Yes. So his office is one of the nicer buildings, so it does have windows. Mm-hmm. It has glass windows. In the front there's a door, and so theoretically you could bust the lock and get in there. That would not be discreet.
Right.
Around the back you could successfully either try to break a window or pick a lock, or you could climb to the second floor and see if the window on the second floor is unlocked. Both of these are around the back where there's kind of like an alley. And it's
you have a lockpick.
I don't. I don't think there's a lockpick skill in this.
So, in between this time, I don't mean to interrupt, but given the fact that we were led into the South Tower and not the North, that's a change. And so after the nun shows us to our room, I would like to go down towards the front door and wait for Ethelred.
Okay. So you're just going to hang out by the front door?
Yeah, I want to make sure he knows where we're at.
Are you going outside or
no,
are you...
just inside.
All right. You're going to need to be a little bit stealthy because as things close up, like, people are going to stop and wonder why you're just chilling.
Okay.
Yeah, and I said I'd meet up with you guys right after, mm-hmm. or to come find me in the town square if you got finished and you haven't found me yet.
Right.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you go to his office. What do you do?
All right, I'm going to try and climb.
All right.
Climb is not so good.
Yeah, I didn't give anybody climb.
But I figure it's probably my best option.
Go ahead and try and climb the back of the house.
Okay.
I mean the office.
All right. Wish me luck, boys.
Wish.
95.
All right. You start to climb.
Whoa, what? Whoa!
You get a couple of feet off the ground, but you are pretty old, and you are pretty... you're pretty spry.
I'm not as spry as I once
but
was.
But you're not as spry as you once was, and you are... it's just not the way you typically move. If you put a spear in your hand, you dance with the grace of a
with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Yeah, but climbing is not your strong suit, and so you start to slip. You can fall and suffer really no consequence, or you can push the roll and try to hang on and climb even harder.
Maybe I should join you. I got 60 climb.
My climb is 20%.
Oh, yeah, I did give you climb because you're a sailor.
So mine... I probably won't push it. My guy knows he's not a good climber. All right. I will fall back down, realizing that climbing is not my strong suit.
Is there any bricks around?
And I'll look around. Is there... can I pop around and look back in the town square and see if any of these guys have showed up?
Any of these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. I'm just going to walk around and like look to see if any of these guys have showed up to meet me. To make sure I'm not missing anybody.
No, none of them are there. And in fact, it's dark enough now to where the town square is basically vacated.
Okay.
It's a ghost town. People don't like being outside at night.
Right. I don't really either. All right, if nobody's around, I'm just going to try and force the front door.
Okay. I guess give me a strength roll.
Okay.
Dang, you got good strength.
Yeah. That's my strong suit. 49 out of 70.
All right, you bust the door open.
Okay.
I want you to make me a luck roll.
Okay.
What's the door sound like when you open it?
It explodes.
It very quietly is like,
oh, this is a side tangent, but it's funny that you guys pushed the ghost off a boat, because those types of ghosts, if you kill them, they explode.
Okay. Good to know. Glad I shoved the ghost off the boat then. Okay. That's an 01, baby.
All right, roll a d10 and add 10 luck.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, add whatever do you really need as luck.
2. I can only get so lucky.
You did get pretty lucky. You got, I mean, nobody heard anything.
I farted to cover the, and coughed.
I'm drunk. All right.
You basically, as long as nobody stumbles on an open door or he comes back, have the run of the place. I guess you can, like,
yeah,
close
I'm just
the door
close
behind
it back up.
So unless he comes
kinda,
back,
yeah,
you have the run of the
discreetly,
place.
Discreetly, you know, break the jam or something. Okay, all right, I want to go back into, like, his office where his desk is and papers and everything and just start rifling through stuff, see if I can see anything.
Through his drawers?
Go rifling through his drawers.
Oh, okay. You going to sniff his drawers?
Yeah. 18 out of 60 on my spot hidden.
All right. Pretty quickly, you open the drawers to his desk, and you find 8 letters that look exactly like the letters that you've got. I don't think we have library use, do we? They're pretty short.
We do have library use. I got 5%.
You read through the letters as
look
quickly as you can.
I found.
None of them say anything different. There's duplicates. So there's 2 letters that have.
There's duplicates of the letters we already found.
Yep. So you've got 2 letters with the one riddle, 3 letters with another riddle, and then 3 letters with the third riddle.
Is there anything like about these riddles that are like, are they just like common riddles that anybody would know? Like you opened up a joke book and like this is where this kind of crap would be in there.
So
like, does it seem I guess so? Because what I'm getting at, like, do they seem significant or does it just seem like nonsense?
So,
like, that's what I mean. Are they just like nonsense, like well-known common riddles? Like it's like the letters, the content of the letters actually isn't important.
Mm-hmm. So in the Dark Ages, riddles were a huge part of regular life. Like a lot of entertainment value was in riddles.
Right.
And so you guys know many riddles yourselves, just from being alive and interacting with people. You guys have never heard these riddles before.
Okay. Oh, so these are new riddles, bros.
Dude.
We can get the ladies.
991's about to be lit.
Those new riddles about to
these
drop.
These are in 991. Proprietary riddles.
Yeah. These are some hot new riddles. Ready to drop. Okay. So, yeah, that's, I guess, to explain to you guys my logic, I was wondering if, like, if maybe these were just, if the letters themselves are actually nonsense and the purpose of the letters is actually to get all of us here rather than actually deliver this information.
Well, he says there's 8 letters, right?
Yeah.
So, but there's like, 3 of, there's only one that's with 2. That means one of them's still out there, right? Since all 3.
You guys have read all 3 of them.
Yeah. There's 8 and a bunch of them are just, they're just duplicates of each other.
But there seems to be 3 of each, right?
Yeah,
except
I don't know
for
if
the
that,
one.
Right.
But I don't know if that matters. But
yeah, I don't know if that necessarily matters.
Doesn't matter, Keeper.
But there's a whole bunch of
tell me.
Okay. All right. That all any shrines to dark gods.
One thing. I mean, you're only on the first floor, and the first floor is pretty straightforward. There's an office. The first floor looks really like it's where he conducts his business.
Right.
But there is a second floor. You tried to climb up there.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. If I search this place, then I'll head up to the second floor.
You make pretty quick work of the first floor. Most of the interesting tidbits are in the office. You don't find anything that catches your attention other than the letters.
Right.
The fact that there's several that all say the same things. Also downstairs is kind of like a kitchen area. There's nothing really in there out of the ordinary. You head up to the second floor, and it gets a little bit interesting up there. You realize when you get up there that he actually lives here. This is we conduct business on the main floor, and he lives on the second floor. And one of the things that catches your attention, and this is something that you know from living in the Dark Ages, is there is a chest in the corner of the bedroom. And one of the things that's interesting about this is this is not a man's chest. One aspect of Dark Ages life was when women came of age, they were given a chest that they had a key for.
Well, everybody knows that.
They were the only ones with access to it. This is one of those
like
types
dowry
of chests.
Chest.
Yes. And like even after you get married, this is your personal space and nobody else has access but you.
But why does this fat man
and so
have
the fat
it?
Man who
Yeah, do we know if he's married?
I
guess can I make it roll like a own kingdom?
Yeah, do that.
All right, own kingdom is 70. 57.
All right, he's not married.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, as I explore through my memories of what I know about Cartman, the Shire Reeve.
He's not married, and he has a reputation for being...
a bit of a ladies' man, obviously, from his prosperous form.
Awesome. The opposite of a ladies' man. Like,
oh, okay.
He's kind of looked at as like he gets the job done from a business perspective. Nobody has anything negative to say, but he's just kind of like
a big gross slob.
Yeah. He's not somebody women.
Yeah. That was kind of the picture that you gave us.
Let's pause for one sec. Seth, I want you to roll for stealth since you've been chilling in the basement for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, my purpose was to inform Ethelred of where we actually ended up. So yeah, if we agreed upon like meeting back in the town square, I don't know if I should go to the town square, or I thought he was going to come to the cathedral and I would just meet him when he came in and say, hey, we're not in the north tower, we're in the south tower.
So
should I actually go to the town square or should I hang out there?
So
that's
what you guys
decision to make, Eldrick.
What you guys actually talked about was both, really, I guess. He said when he was done he would come here, or if you guys finished before him, you'd go meet him in the town square. And so you can do either one and still be in compliance with your agreement.
Alright. I'll just chill there then. But I do have a metagame question. Did I make it back down in time to see the Shire Reeve Cartman come in?
I want you to roll for luck.
Can I use someone else's luck? 67 out of 16, fail.
Okay, you didn't.
All right.
So you have no idea he's there.
Okay. Well, if I have to roll a stealth anyway, I might go check out that North Tower.
Okay.
Come to stare at the beast, have you?
I just want a look around and see what I can see. I'm looking for dinner.
Get out.
92.
Oh. Clop, 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 clop.
Yeah, you basically... jump, double boot jump, yeah, and you fart all the way there. All right, you start galumphing your way up the North Tower, and as you reach a landing, I want you to roll a listen.
Good grief, I am not rolling very well right now.
He hears someone else farting around in the dark.
Yeah, Eldrick's gonna die.
My listen is 25, and I got 61.
He is gonna find the beast.
You can roll, or you could spend 39 of somebody's luck. Or whatever that is, 37.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So, as you fail your listen, you do not hear Shire Reeve Cartman sneak up on you and swing a club at the back of your head.
Yikes.
Ooh.
You feel something connect, and then it goes dark.
The easy way.
And we're going to move back to Ethelred, who is in Shire Reeve Cartman's house right now.
Guys aren't very good friends. Why'd you let me sneak off by myself?
Yeah, real nice, guys.
I like how you guys are just with your feet up, doing none of the things you guys discussed.
I haven't been on my way to the West Wing this entire
time.
I
was practicing juggling.
Okay. So it cuts back just as I'm opening up the chest going, oh my gosh.
There's a troll inside.
Just kidding. I'm not gonna, it's a mimic. I'm dead.
The chest is locked.
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking around the room, and this is the thing that really jumps out at me, is this chest.
It's pretty, it stands out to you as super obviously right. Unusual.
Yeah.
Why is this?
Okay, I'm going to go try and open it.
It's locked.
Okay. All right, I'm busting this in for a penny.
All right.
In for a pence.
Roll for strength.
In for a pound, a British pound. 78
out of 70.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna push the roll and maybe risk cutting my hand, and then I won't be able to play for the enchantment. Drink. That's a drinking game. Is every time we reference the enchantment over the sea dance. 27.
All right. So you push the roll. So you stick your spear into the lock, and then you really apply some elbow grease when you can't get it to come open, and it springs open.
Ugh.
In the chest are dark robes, and...
Oh my gosh. The greater good.
The whole plan. The whole plot thing. Dark robes, they look ceremonial to you.
Is there a human statue?
I don't get it.
Is there a man painted gold also in here?
Oh, is
Hot
that
Fuzz.
A...
It's from Hot Fuzz.
Right.
When they find the cultists and all the people are dead. There's the human statue.
There's a human statue and they're painted gold.
Okay, sorry.
So yeah, there's women's things, like clothing, dresses, and there is an illegal spell book.
Ooh.
So this time, being caught with a spell book like this...
Yeah, that's burning at the stake.
...is pretty stiff penalties. And so this one, I'm trying to find an appropriate... name for a grimoire.
Oh, the Confessions of Clithanus.
It's Confessions of the Mad Monk Clithanus.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, basically it's that type of, you know, contraband that if you're caught with, you are in serious trouble.
Okay. I take the Confessions of the Mad Monk Clithanus, and really quickly on one of the pages, I scrawl, Ethelred was here.
And then in the future, Dom Druncard finds a note that says Ethelred is here as he scans this book.
So now when you guys are digging through that book back in the future, you'll see Ethelred was here.
It appears right in front of his eyes, right before he goes and plays the enchantment under the sea.
Drink. Okay, so robes, a bunch of women's clothes?
Yes.
This guy's got to be a lumberjack.
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. Black robes. Clisanus. Anything else? Shrine to a dark god. Spooky and idols.
A shrine. A sword. Dark god.
Enchanted sword.
Can I make stuff up?
A sword?
That's in the tome? Or is
of
there...
course you can.
Okay, good.
Welcome to role-playing games, Pete.
Never heard of it?
Ever heard of it.
Well, I don't know. Like, I've never... I don't know if this is something that's, like, a well-established... I've heard of it, obviously.
It's fine.
I don't know if... Okay.
You can make it whatever you want.
I'm trying to think if there's something to roll here.
Spear.
Anus.
If there's some sort of, like...
Roll for
I anus. Want you to roll spot hidden.
Okay.
I mean, if only we had a juggler, that would be something.
87.
So you're still going to notice the thing. It's just going to take a little bit longer. Unless you want to give up and just take the book or leave the book there.
I just want to take the book. I don't think I'm a guy who's going to be, like, exploring the whole page, you know, reading this cover to cover in the midst of a break-in.
Take a rope.
That's true.
Is there a sword in here?
Make me a luck roll.
A magic sword.
There's a magic sword.
64 out of 67.
All right, fine. There's a short sword in the
finally.
Chest.
Not a long sword?
It's Balthazar's sword.
Fine, there's a long sword.
Finally, my dream is coming true of having a sword.
It's not a great sword, though.
Even though I don't have any sword skill.
You can have sword skill.
Okay.
Actually, you don't have any sword skill. You've never used one.
It's like flamethrower skill.
He's 62. How has he not used a sword?
All right. We've been over this.
Swords are very expensive and like a real symbol of status.
All right. A long sword is actually not as good as a spear. It's 1d8.
Still. Okay, I grab the book and the sword, and I'm going to take the robes, too.
Okay, are you going to wear the robes, or are you just going to carry everything?
No,
like
throwing everything in my pack, of course.
This is Delphire over here.
He's got a bag of holding.
Yeah, I'm throwing it all in my bag
of
holding.
He's got a Felix
all
right, magic bag.
Fine. Okay, you take the stuff. I'm assuming you're leaving the house?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out of here before he gets back and get the stuff back to my homies.
Okay, so you head out. Where do you go?
I'm going to head to the cathedral.
All right. So you walk all day long
all
to get to the
long.
Cathedral.
Yeah.
It's pitch black now, and it is very easy for you to see up in the north tower.
Mm-hmm.
Something's on fire.
A beast.
Eldritch.
On fire.
They caught him with the book.
Oh, they hung me out the window and burned me.
All right, like it looks like there's like a fire in the...
Heretic.
Okay.
There's smoke billowing out one
right,
of the windows.
All right, well, then I'm going to yell, fire! Fire on the north wing! Fire! And I'm just going to run into the cathedral yelling fire.
Okay. People start to stir.
Start running up to the north wing to try and help people. I'm assuming I do have a pack, like, because we have been traveling, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
It would make sense that I have a pack, so I'm going to stuff all this stuff into my satchel or pack or whatever I have, my traveler pack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm going to be yelling fire and racing to the north wing.
Okay, so you get to the cathedral. You bang on the door, because it's locked now.
Fire on the north wing!
You wait... roll me a d10.
Okay. What about these hosers?
They're dumb.
They hear me.
Oh my goodness! That sounds like...
Five.
Ether. You wait... Whatever. 2.5 minutes banging on the door, and then somebody opens it.
Okay.
It is an elderly nun.
Oh my dear!
Fire! Fire on the north tower!
So do we hear
Please
this?
Please help us.
Yeah, so you guys finally hear stuff.
Whoa.
And you start whatever you want to do. I mean, you hear...
It was me. I caused the fire by juggling balls of fire.
Trying the new part or add to his act.
He was doing it to the final countdown.
Yeah.
Totally denies it, though.
I guess I go running down to where I hear the shouting.
Okay.
Seaman, come with me. I can't remember anybody's name.
I'm passed out.
Botloff.
I'm asleep.
I surprise him.
Okay.
Shake him.
Wake up!
Oh,
don't you hear the shouting?
Son of a...
Don't you hear the yelling? There's fire!
Yeah, you're yelling at me!
Come!
What?
I push him out of the bed and we go running.
All right, let me get my sea legs.
Okay, I go running down. I don't know what he's doing, but all right,
so they're a few minutes behind you. Are you just running up to the North Tower? You're not waiting for them?
No.
Okay, as you're running...
Well, as far as I know, they're in the North Tower.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. As you go running towards the North Tower, we're going to cut back over to Eldrick.
You're a heel at it.
Not the fire. Not the fire.
It's in my eyes.
It's in my eyes.
Actually, we're not going to go back to Eldrick.
We can't go back to Eldrick because I'm dead.
Like, this is the way it goes. Pete opens that door in his mind and he's all burning. Never mind.
He's the wicked
man.
We're
not going to go back to Eldrick.
There's not much we can do. All right,
so you go sprinting up to the North Tower.
Yeah.
You get up to the first landing, and I want you to roll for listen.
Okay.
Does that dude just hide behind the corner the whole time?
What?
Can Eldrick roll for scream, like, so he can scream really loud? That's a 50 out of 60.
Okay. You hear somebody screaming up ahead.
Okay, I run towards the scream as fast as I can.
All right, you scale the stairs to the second landing, and in front of you is a door. There's smoke coming from under the door, and that's where the screaming is coming from.
Help! All right, well, since the hit play backdraft came out in the 980s, I'm well aware that you don't just open a flaming door because of the backdraft, as it's called. I smashed through it. I'm just trying to get in here. I'm trying to plow in. I gotta find the screaming person.
So you are plowing through the door?
Yeah.
All right, you get burned up in the backdraft.
He joins the screaming.
All right, for real, what's the backdraft thing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
Well, obviously there's something science related that
it's fine. It's something that can happen if there's a difference in pressure and stuff between burning rooms and not burning rooms.
Okay.
That it could explode out when you open the door.
The backdraft with Kurt Russell.
Do you go smashing through the door then?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to make a strength roll.
You didn't know anything about that, so don't worry about it. Okay, yeah. All right.
Well, just because I, the keeper, don't know about it doesn't mean the science doesn't still exist.
Yeah, it does.
I say, as we have the devil juggle your soul and cure people with leeches.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I will try and smash through the door. I mean, unless it's not locked.
Oh, do you want to try and open it first?
Yeah.
It's locked.
Oh, okay.
Well, also, your hand 99. Gets burned.
Oh, push the roll.
Close your eyes.
Do you want to push the roll?
Yeah, I'll push the roll.
All right, you're going to...
Got to smash through this door, man.
Smash through the door.
There's people
Someone
in trouble,
save me.
And it's burning.
I'm dying. I'm burning up in here.
6.
Ooh. All right, you smash so hard through the door that you kind of stumble on the stone. Actually, that's a success. I'm not going to make you stumble.
You burn up in the back.
You just explode. The door just explodes.
Yeah.
And you heroically charge through it. Ugh! Your silhouette brightly like a freaking hero in a Superman pose coming through the door. You look to the other end of the room where the screaming is coming from. And... We're going to go back to Donovan and Sam.
Oh.
So you guys...
Eldrick, you're dead.
Come running back.
You're on fire, man.
You guys come running back towards... you guys are running towards the other tower, right? You're coming down the south tower. I want you both to roll me a spot hidden, and I want you both to roll me a listen.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, spot hidden. I rolled a 47 out of 65. Success.
25 for spot hidden. That's a hard success.
And an 84 for listen, I failed.
And a 3 for a listen. That's an extreme success.
Okay,
All right, oi.
You
hey,
hear?
Oi, Balthazar, you go towards the fire. I'm going to go to the west wing and make sure the gears are good. I'll be back soon.
So the listen, oh my gosh, what's your stupid name? Botloff, you're listen, you hear screaming. But through the screaming, you feel like you hear something down a hallway here in the south tower that almost sounds like stone grinding against stone.
All right,
and
I got
you
my buckler.
Also think you see a door just easing closed down this hallway. Do you want to follow that, or do you want to keep going with them towards the screaming fire?
I'll follow that. I'll go run and kick the door open. And
so you're following the sound that you heard?
Yes.
And the door. Okay. So Botloff peels off of Balthazar. That sounds weird. He stops. Ugh. And Balthazar, because he's basically failed all of his rolls.
No, I've succeeded spot hidden.
Oh, you succeeded spot hidden?
He sees the door too.
Then you see the door, but you also see Balthazar go sprinting towards...
You mean Botloff?
Whatever. Botloff, stop and go back down this hallway.
Where are you going?
Oi, there's a scream down there. I heard it coming from that door that's about to close. I know you got a success.
You didn't
you
hear
it.
Didn't
hear you
the
saw
scream
it.
From there. You didn't hear the scream.
The screams were coming from the north tower where Seth's on fire.
You heard.
You saw like grinding stone and a door closing.
All right, I do a 180 and pivot and follow after him.
You heard grinding stone. You saw the door kind of ease closed. So down the hallway that you say you're going was a door and the sound of grinding stone.
I go. I kick it open.
Balthazar, are you going with him?
Yeah, I pivot and I go with him.
All right, I guess you're just going to leave him to burn
eyes.
To death.
Ah, it's in my eyes.
Well, I have no idea who's screaming, do I?
Is that my juggalo?
No, you have no idea.
Apparently you guys still have not noticed that I'm gone.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
I was sleeping. I got woken up by a juggler.
What you doing, Tosser?
I guess Balthazar probably...
So would you run towards the screaming?
I'd probably
or would you
still
run
towards the screaming,
friend
to be
that
honest.
You're with.
I mean, all we did was see a door close. That's not much reason to go running off down a different hallway, is it?
I guess you could just ask him, like, where are you going?
Where are you going? There's a stone slab on the side of this hall closing. But they're screaming the other way. Who gives a shite? All right, good luck. All right, bye.
Okay, I guess I go towards the fire.
Okay, all right. Donovan, you go towards the end of this hallway.
Nice.
In this door. And you open it. And inside is an empty stone room. And I'll leave you there for a minute while we go back to Ethelred the Reedy. Ethelred the Reedy bursts through the door. And there is a fire. There's a bed in this room. And that bed is on fire. But the bed that's on fire is on the end of the room where you are. So you're actually... pretty close to the fire, and bound and gagged on the other side of the room is Eldrick, the healer.
Okay. Is he dead. Screaming with his gag?
Yes. He's moved the gag out of the way. He's screaming. All right, fine. Bound, but not gagged. Is
okay.
Eldrick.
Bound, but never all right, gagged. Is he the only one in the room?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to rush over and grab him and drag him out. I'm going to pull out, like, I'm assuming, like, my knife, and I'm going to try and cut him loose, like, as I'm... I'm going to drag him out of the hallway and then cut him loose.
All right, I want you to make a dex roll.
Okay.
Ethelred, you're my hero. Twice in one game.
45 out of 70.
All
success.
Right, so you're able to successfully burst your way back through the door without taking fire damage.
Okay, sweet. I'm coughing.
Eldrick.
Eldrick, you're right, man.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, I got battered on the head by someone. I think it was that Shirey Cartman guy.
We need water! Up here, there's fire!
Is there like a window in that room?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any, like, is there any way I could, like, is the bed, like, super engulfed? Could I, like, try and take this stuff that's on fire and just, like, throw it out the window? Lands on the house next door and lights the whole village on fire?
Yeah, I'll allow it. That's fine. But you're gonna have to succeed at a luck roll that it doesn't land on
the Great Canterbury Fire of 990.
Because yeah, like I mean, there's not like any great easy way to get water, you know, up here. It's not like we have fire hoses or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I'm just gonna try and like smother stuff and chuck it out the window to land in the stone below. All right, that's a 16 on my luck. All right. Out of 67.
You are successfully.
I did not start the Great
break
Canterbury Fire.
The window and toss the stuff out, and you successfully disarm the fire. Na, 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 na,
na, na, na. I solved your fire riddle.
Well done, Ethelred.
Someone save me!
Eldrick!
I'm dying! I'm burning up in here!
Eldrick, you're right, man!
It's in my eyes! Ah, it's in my eyes!
We need water! Up here, it's fire!
So, about this time, Balthazar catches up.
Okay.
And he gets up on the landing with you guys.
I'm dragging Eldrick back as far away from the smoke as we can.
What in the devil's happened up here?
There's a fire. I was on my way to the cathedral and I saw a fire in the window. I found Eldrick in there. He's all tied up.
Eldrick, are you all right?
I am now.
Eldrick, you look like you took a nasty shot in the back of your head here.
Got any leeches on you?
Yeah,
you put leech on it.
Do I still have my bag of leeches?
All right, I'm going to try and leech him.
Okay. Yeah,
put a leech on me.
That's a 48 out of 30 for my first aid.
All right.
So I successfully put leeches on him.
Eldrick, I want you to roll a con roll.
Yeah, you never told me if I took damage, so...
That's what we're con rolling right now. You've had bad rolls tonight.
Can I push the roll?
I will allow you to push this roll.
I got a 98 on that first roll.
Leeches burrow into your brain.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if I should push the roll. What do I push? I just die?
You clench your buttocks and dig deep.
Really, the results are going to be you're going to take 1 point of damage if you don't push the roll. If you fail the push roll, you will take 2 points of damage instead.
Yeah, all right. I'll push the roll.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Good. 51 of 75.
Okay. You take no damage.
Yay!
The leeches have no effect.
What? Oh.
Thanks for the leeches. They saved my life.
Balthazar, where's Bartloff?
He went running down some random corridor after I don't even know what. We saw a door closing. And he decided to go running down there like a madman.
Probably where Cartman is right now.
Eldrick, did you see who hit you?
Keeper, I saw him, right?
No, you didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
You failed your spot hand, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah, you just said who it was, so I didn't know if... Anyway.
He gave us information he shouldn't have.
Yeah. No, I don't know who hit me.
I feel like I gave you information you were going to guess, so...
Yeah, I came up this corridor because we got... The sister took us into the south tower,
And so I thought maybe there was something up, something awry in the North Tower. So I came up here, and as soon as I got to this spot, someone bashed me on the back of the head.
All right, I'm going to help Eldric up, and let's start moving. Balthazar, show me where.
Yes, come back this way. Back the way I came. Follow me.
We're obviously in danger here.
As you guys start walking down the North Tower stairs, you hear another scream from up the North Tower. This one is female.
My job is never done. Balthazar, take Eldric and go find Bartloff.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
All right, follow me. And before we leave, I quickly give Ethelred some directions to the hallway that Bartloff went down.
Oh, before they run out, before we separate, though, I grab him like by the shirt and I pull him in, and I say, Balthazar, Shire Reeve is one of them.
Oh.
That's a lot of information to juggle right now.
It's a good thing you're an excellent juggler.
All right. Juggling. Takes it in like a champ.
So I say that, and then I take off towards the other scream.
Okay, so you guys are heading, Balthazar and Aldrich are heading towards Bartloff, and a freaking Ethelred is heading towards the top of the North Tower, right?
Wherever the scream's coming from.
Yeah, yeah. It was the top of it. So basically, instead of heading down the stairs, you're going up the stairs. All right, you make it halfway up the stairs, and you run into the nun that you met. No, you didn't meet the nun.
I didn't meet any nun. I met
you
nun.
You run into a nun, and she... you didn't meet nun. Nice. she's distraught.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
Oh, Archie's there was dead.
A fire up here, and the Archbishop Ethelgar is missing.
Was that you screaming?
Yes, I came up here and I was so afraid because there was smoke all around and the Archbishop is missing.
Is his room up here?
Yes. We don't tell people that because we don't want people knowing where his room is.
But he's gone.
He's missing. I said goodnight to him an hour ago.
Does it look like there was a struggle?
Yes, it does. These bedclothes are all in a tizzy.
Is there a sign like he's been hurt, any blood or anything?
I don't see any blood anywhere. But I am so distraught.
Have you seen the Shire Reeve?
The Shire Reeve?
Yes, Cartman. Have you seen him here?
I haven't seen him here, no.
All right, woman, there was a fire in the room down there.
Oh,
I threw it.
I thought I heard fire.
I put it out.
So
I threw everything I could out the window.
Thank you so much. Who are you, by the way?
My name is Ethelred the Reedy. I'm a guard for the church.
Oh, so thank the Lord.
I was sent here by the Friar Abel from London.
Oh, we don't like him at all.
Wait, why? Why?
He's just so friendly with the Shire Reeve.
All right, look, my friends.
He always seemed kind of heretical to me. Always, the only few times I ever met him, he kept speaking of this witch that lived in the woods. It was so bizarre.
Have you ever said anything about the text in the woods?
Nothing about texts in the woods, just about the witch in the woods. Alison of Aquitaine.
Or do I know any? Is that a... like a common folklore? Is that anything I would have heard of? Like a legend or something?
Give me an own kingdom roll.
Yeah. It's a 69.
69?
Out of 70.
Yes, this is... it's not an ancient folklore thing. This is a more recent thing, along with kind of the idea of the lanterns in the woods and the children. There's this idea of this witch that lives out in the woods. She's supposed to lure men to their deaths. She's this beautiful witch that practices witchcraft, worships the devil, and she's somehow earned she's known as Alison of Aquitaine.
Okay. All right, my friends, I need to go to my friends. The fire's in here. See if you can find the Archbishop.
Okay. Are your friends those same men who came in earlier?
Yes.
I put them
Balthazar,
up in the south
the
tower where we normally,
Balthazar Tarsa.
Oh, of course.
The juggler, world famous. You've heard of him.
World famous juggler, of course.
He defeated Quoth the Jugglist earlier today.
Oh my goodness, not Quoth the Jugglist.
Yes.
He has...
The king's jugglist himself.
Oh my goodness.
He even juggled the devil himself and lived to walk away.
No.
I mean, we had to jam his soul back in his butthole, but...
My nerves!
So really, I guess part of that credit really should be our story, but... All right, look.
Did you say our story?
In a way.
I will keep an eye out, and if I find...
In a way, I did.
If I find the Archbishop, I will come find you guys in the South Tower where we put guests.
If you find the Archbishop, take him somewhere safe. And keep him away from the Shire Reef. All right, I've got to go.
Okay, so you run back towards the South Tower. You're going to where they are, right?
Yeah, well, that's where they ran. So okay. I guess I run out and try to spot them before they go down a hallway I don't see.
Well, I gave you quick directions.
Okay, you said he went down a hallway back there.
Yeah, and I just said I kind of gave you a quick like rundown of.
Okay, so where you guys get to the South Tower. You and Eldrick and Balthazar get there first.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of running in, like looking down hallways, like in the area where they said they were going.
They find.
I do know a spot hidden.
They find Botloff down this hallway in this room, and it's just an empty stone room. And yeah, all of you give me a spot hidden.
32. That's a hard success.
Okay.
30.
On the wall, you successfully see faintly these stone markings. And since you had a hard success, these stone markings look like three houses. And there is a smear across the three houses of what looks like a brownish red substance.
Hey guys, this is Donovan from the Arkham Files. You'll know me as Dohaven Balabo, Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits, and a bunch of other characters I can't remember right now. But thanks for listening to the show. And, you know, at the end of it, go leave us a 5-star review. Visit our website, ArkhamRPG.com. Visit our merch store. Subscribe to us on Patreon.com/ The Arkham Files. We got a bunch of good, dope bonus content. Like bonus episodes and whatnot. You can hear all my friends harass me and make fun of me. But, you know, all the good stuff you're missing out on the regular channel. Peace!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.